We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Brown's going to join us in 10 minutes from PNC Park, where the Pirates have a night game against themselves. He'll join us on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Bud Dupree didn't get a long-term deal done. Only two players that had the franchise tag looming over them did. Chris Jones, Chiefs defensive lineman, and Titans running back Derrick Henry. Dak Prescott didn't get a deal, and now his brother's pissed on Twitter. Go check that out if you want. That's easy to find. Craig had a great take earlier, or a great question more than anything else, Chris, on the Chiefs. I loved it. He had a really good question. Not so much about Chris Jones, but I guess it could apply to Chris Jones now because he just made generational wealth with this contract. But more about Patrick Mahomes, because that's whatever generational wealth is, Patrick Mahomes just did the next thing, like more than that even.
Multi-generational wealth.
Just amazing money. Just, you know, we're talking about
I believe they call it $500 million. Money.
Yes, I like that term. But Craig made a good point about Patrick Mahomes, right?
So here's where my mind goes. Guy signs mega contract. Mm-hmm. He's got this brother who's all over social media too. Is that brother a kept man now? Does he ever have to work? What is the arrangement of here's some money, here's how you
who's
get it from
me? Who's on the Patrick Mahomes payroll is what you're asking?
Immediate family, I got to think. But how does it work?
How much money do you give them?
And how often do you give it to
them? Do they just have a card that ties into your bank account that they can use
whenever
they want?
You just give them a lump sum and say this. How about a lump sum and you say this is what I'm giving you and that's it?
That's what I lean towards at first.
$2 million.
But then
I think you got to do that. I think you've got to do that because then that lets them.
$200 million?
No, $2 million.
Oh, I thought you said a couple hundred million.
That's what. No. Well, yeah, if I said a couple hundred million, it could be up to $300-400 million.
Oh, here we go again. I just dumped it.
Yeah, me too. I was about to say I dumped it.
We don't want to
my
spread.
My point is.
Lies.
Yes, I know. My point is, I think you give them the money, as much of it like right then and there as you can, and you say, okay, that's it. Like, I don't want to do an allowance thing would be ridiculous. If my brother, my own brother, my older brother, or my sister was worth $500 million, I would be on some level deeply embarrassed to get what amounted to an allowance from them. I would be like, if you're going to give my money, just
I'd
give me
no
money.
I'd have no shame. I'd be like, whatever.
That's all I'd say.
You can't spend
all
this money. You can't go through it all.
I get that.
You only
get
this
thing
called life once unless you're a time traveler.
I don't know. I'm like very weird about that. I would feel very odd getting an allowance or going to them okay. And saying, hey, I want to buy a Bentley. Can
Craig,
you give me $250 grand?
I hear Chris's spiel there. If I'm your brother and we've gone through good times and bad together, I've been right there by you the whole entire time. You get $450 million, and I'm and you're giving me two. I'm asking, what did I do wrong? $2 million?
I think if I had that much money, I would ask my parents how much they wanted to do whatever kind of crazy retirement stuff they wanted to do. I'd put all of my brother's kids through college, which who knows, in 10 years might cost like $100,000 a year at some places. And then I would tell my brother, like, how about five? Because you beat me up when I was a kid and you were mean to me until you were about 18. So let's get a little tax in here for some childhood cruelty.
Now, here's what I agreed with that originally, but here was the problem I ran into with that. Let's say a member of the family you give that money to gets irresponsible with that money and blows through all of it. It would be very uncomfortable if they looked for you to give them more money then. I would almost go the allowance route so that it's like, here's your amount every month or every year, however we're doing it. Don't ask for more, but it'll be a steady flow. It's a lot less likely somebody's going to go totally broke and need another amount of money from you.
If I'm getting a lump sum of $5 million, I'm going to be like, bro, I am worth 1% of your contract. That's how much you love me, 1%.
Well, then you're not a very good sibling. It's still $5 million. So you'd rather your brother, if he got it, you'd rather your brother, if he got a $450 million contract, you'd rather him say like, hey, big brother, hey, Andrew, I'm
whatever
going
you
to
need.
Set you up. I'm going to set you up with a Bobby Bonilla allowance. Once a year on July 1st, I pay you $1.1 million.
Yeah, I'd take that. If that's for the rest of my life, yeah,
I think that's the safe way to go.
I'm here for it. The other thing I wouldn't want to do, though, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to give you this money, but I don't want you in my business all the time. I don't want you living in my mansion.
Just go do your own thing.
I don't want you in my pool house or whatever. I want you to go somewhere, and we can still hang out and be best friends, but I still need my
live your own life.
Privacy
I gave
and
space.
Yes.
I gave you a bunch of money. You are now wealthy. I am not, you know, there's no conditions attached. I just gave you this money. Please live your life.
Chris, if you won the lottery for $100 million, would you still come to work here?
Nope. I'd be a puff of smoke.
How much are we worth to you?
Enough to when you sign the non-disclosure agreement that you cannot say how you acquired that money, that you're happy about it.
What?
I would give you both a good chunk of money.
What like, is that? That? Come on, give us a ballpark number here, Chris.
You just got $100 million.
After taxes. So I have a cool nine figures that is my money, yep. No taxes that I'm paying.
In your bank account.
You're both getting between one and two.
I'm okay with that.
That's a better ratio than you had Patrick Mahomes giving his brother. So
yeah,
I'm all in on that, Chris. I'm a big fan of that. Thank you for your benevolence.
I would say I'd give you one or two. I would probably try to set up family and close friends with at least 40 to 50 of that, because I know I can live on, like, I don't need that kind of money. I don't want it even. I don't even want to think about it. And then I would just make sure you guys were not allowed to say why I was no longer on the air. Like, I would probably, you know what I would do too, until I got my whole situation laid out? I would continue to work completely, like, at peace with the knowledge that if I spouted off and shot off at the hip on the air and got fired for it, it would be the happiest firing ever. They'd be like, Chris, you can't say what you said there. That really offended us and made us mad. And I'd say, all right, peace out. There would be middle fingers if I needed to, you know, that kind of thing.
So Chris isn't envisioning a point where he's off this show and it's just the two of us, Andrew, left here. If he cut us both a check for $1 million, what does this show sound like if it's just the two of us with $1 million in our bank account?
It turns into degenerate talk for 4 hours is what it does.
Setting every game across the globe.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you each have $2 million in your bank accounts free and clear, it's the same show, but it's like, Pony, I got 10,000 on Bo Russia Dortmund.
Our
unbelievable. Burnley screwed me.
Our Ukrainian darts betting expert joins us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.